News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The Irish Small and Medium Enterprise Association has claimed lawyers are trying to portray them as anti-victims as they campaign for lower insurance costs. We're joined by Neil MacDonald from ISMI and Stuart Gilhooly, solicitor and past president of the Law Society of Ireland. Neil, why do you feel you're being portrayed as anti-victims?
I suppose this is some of the narrative that we're seeing in the press, in the media, in print and broadcast, that somehow we're trying to deprive those people who have life-shortening, life-altering, serious permanent conditions. We're trying to deprive them of damages. And the message we need to get out here is the whole cost of insurance debate really is driven by the large amounts of money being paid to people with very minor injuries. I mean, in whiplash, and especially in minor whiplash, of which there are two grades in the book of quantum, we're talking about paracetamol injuries here. Realistically, we're talking about injuries that don't even qualify as a medical diagnosis in France, for instance. And that is where 80% of the action on insurance is. That drives costs. That's why we're paying such high insurance rates.
Stuart Gilhooly, paracetamol injuries.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably a little unfair on those who probably have had those injuries. And I think you probably have to have been a victim of a whiplash, soft type tissue type injury, just to realise just how debilitating they can be. I don't think anyone's talking about that we're only talking about big injuries. I mean, smaller injuries can actually be really debilitating for people as well. If, for instance, you are somebody who relies on, say, running or riding a bike or going to the gym for whatever, just for your daily pastime or for your mental health. If you have an injury which stops you doing all those things, I can assure you that will ruin your life. Even if that's only for 6 months or a year and a half, you're not going to take that line down and say, oh my God, it's just a bit of paracetamol. I think people underestimate just how bad those injuries can be to people.
Okay, Neil, you're underestimating that?
Yeah, the difficulty with that is those types of injuries that last more than 6 months are actually paying 30, 40, up to 77,000 euro. That's what they are worth in the book of quantum. And no one knows this better than Stuart. He was a member of the Personal Injuries Commission. What we're talking about, where the material cost of insurance in this country is represented, is in the very substantial awards, 10, 15, 19,000 euro, as the Personal Injuries Assessment Board reported recently for whiplash. And the vast majority of those are very minor in nature.
Okay, Stuart.
I think people tend to be a bit pejorative about whiplash and to talk it down and to suggest that, you know, it's somehow nothing. Again, I come back to the point I was making earlier. If you've had a whiplash injury, if you've actually been the one who's hit from behind in a car, when you weren't asked to have it happen to you, and you found that, for instance, you have to go to work in pain, you have to go to the gym in pain, you have to you can't do your daily activities as I was saying earlier. I think that, you know, why should you not get paid a sum of money to compensate you for that?
A sum of money that's what is it, 4 or 5 times what you get in the UK?
Yeah, why are we assuming the UK are right? Why are we wrong and they're right?
Well, are we 5 times more right than they are?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a matter for judges in general to decide these things. I think that's the whole point. Judges have been tasked by the Personal Injuries Commission to set some guidelines at the level that they think is appropriate. Now, when the government passed the Judicial Council Bill, that will happen. So if the judges decide that what we're giving here is too much, then so be it. We only work within the system. It's not me who decides what people get. Judges decide what people get. And if they decide that the UK levels are closer to where we should be, then so be it. But personally, I think the UK are far too low, and I don't think they look after their citizens appropriately.
Neil, lawyers only work within the system. Do you agree?
That's factually true. It absolutely is true. And believe it or not, to a certain extent, I actually accept the logic of what Stuart is saying, that, you know, there's no objective amount of money that should be paid, right? So there's no saying that the UK are right and we're wrong. I would point out firstly that of the countries that the Personal Injuries Commission looked at, the UK is already a generous jurisdiction by international standards. But let me put it this way. If we're talking about objective right or wrong or how much should be paid. To a certain extent, that's irrelevant. What we're saying is, look, if you want a country where we're going to pay between 15 and 19,000 euro for paracetamol injuries, then you have to man up and tell people you are going to pay this much for car insurance. You are going to have no run policies for your kids in school. You are going to have no ball play in the schoolyard. You are going to have GAA clubs that can't run fundraisers unless they're card games. That is the price for society.
You issued a statement in the last couple of days. Time to counter the spin on insurance cost. Who is spinning? Is it lawyers?
It absolutely is the legal lobby. It absolutely is. But believe it or not, the target of that press release was your good selves in the media. We are simply saying we want to keep this debate factual. We want to keep it about what it's about. And we do not come out spinning on this. We've cited everything that's in there by reference to either a media clip with yourselves or one of the newspapers. So we'll stand over what we put in there. And all we ask is that everyone else deals with us on a straight up factual basis.
Okay, Stuart, are you spinning against business? Are you accusing them of being anti-victim?
Well, certainly nobody has ever accused business of anything. And I'm a business myself. I pay insurance premium. I'm a small business. I'm one of his members. So absolutely not. I think there's an assumption, by the way, that damages are a major factor in premium. They're not. If they were, why would the UK premiums be higher than Ireland? UK premiums over the years are 24% higher than Ireland's. So if damages is a big factor, why would that be the case? I think there's an assumption out there that's a big factor.
Neil, you addressed this as one of your, in that press
we've
release.
We've just established Stuart didn't read the press release anyway.
I did.
Damages are, the Personal Injuries Commission and the Cost of Insurance Working Group have said that they represent about 70, the gross cost of claims represents about 78% of the cost of insurance. Simple.
Okay, are you spinning here?
Sorry, that's actually not correct. I mean, sorry, it is true to say that in any given year there might be, but that changes year on year. That's only a reflection of the amount of claim costs any given year versus premiums earned in every year. So, for instance, in 2016, it was 68%. It changes year on year. That's a calculation of gross earned premium versus claims costs in any given year. It doesn't tell you how it's made up. I promise you this. If you reduce damages, you will not see a massive drop in premiums. I promise you that.
Last word to you on this, Neil.
When PIAB was set up in 2003, we saw insurance costs plummet afterwards because legal costs were taken out of it. We're not blaming insurers. We're not blaming lawyers. We're blaming both of them. We have to stop the flow of money to them.